I'm really fortunate because I get to coach and mentor some of the best entrepreneurs in the world, 8- and 9-figure CEOs, many of them that run publicly traded companies, large private businesses, and even big online media brands. And I always wondered what fueled them every single day. And that's when I realized that there were certain obsessions, and I break down three obsessions of these 8-figure CEOs, specifically what they do even after they have made it, and what are these obsessions that you can do immediately. I break these three obsessions of 8-figure CEOs down for you step by step, and it all starts right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this: where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business, how to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharan Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
Today, I want to talk to you about the three obsessions of 8-figure CEOs. Now, it is already rare air when you are with a group of 8-figure CEOs. The way they think, the way they work, the way they act is completely different from the 7-figure CEOs. In fact, I recently had one of my mastermind groups which are filled with 8-figure CEOs, and one of them said something about how going from 7 figures to 8 figures, and their thought around that, and they talked about how being in 7 figures was a prison. Like, that just blew my mind when they said being in 7 figures was a prison. But I said, well, what are the things that deeply obsess 8-figure CEOs' mindsets? And as I talked to each of the CEOs that I mentor and the entrepreneurs in my mastermind group, I have distilled down into 3 things. While there are more, I want to give you these 3 things for very specific reasons. And here's what they are. Number one. All these 3 things are the things that they do even after they have made it. Number 2, all of this is more expensive than dollars. It's more expensive than money. It is actually because this experience is greater than anything else because it's related to discipline, because those are the obsessions. And here's number 3, which was my main criteria of picking these 3 obsessions, and it is that you can do these right now. I'll say it again, you can do these right now. A lot of times we think about the chicken or the egg issue of, hey, did these 8-figure CEOs, did they do these 3 things to get them there? Or did they get them there and then do those 3 things? The answer is we will never know. But I will tell you this, success leaves clues or what have you, but these 3 topics, what they do even after they have made it, why this is more expensive than, you know, than the dollars, it's greater than, it's like it's discipline, and how you can do these right now is what drove me to recording this episode for you. Before I jump into these 3 things, I'll give you the tactical ways on what these 3 things are. I want to tell you about how this clicked for me. I was visiting one of my mentors. His name is Walter Schneider. Walter is an amazing entrepreneur in Toronto, Canada. He owns a real estate empire. Him and his partners own 1/3 of the world in the RE/MAX brokerage franchise with over 41,000 agents. That is only Walter's front-facing empire. Walter's the rest of his empire is a diverse set of experiences and businesses. And I got a chance to spend time with him as he took me under his wing by the fire at his home in the woods of Canada. And I remember I'm an early riser, and I woke up and I was sitting with Walter and talking to him about his life, his experiences. And the funny part is there were no tactics. There was no like do this for 3% or do this productivity hack or put this on your landing page or write this in your subject line. Those are not the obsessions of 8-figure CEOs. The seven-figure guys, this is what they do. They obsess over marketing. They obsess over show rates. They obsess over ad conversion. They obsess over, which A-B testing works. They obsess over some random email hack. They obsess over some random text message strategy. They obsess over whether a blue copy or a blue picture or a white picture works. They obsess over that stuff. And that's okay, because that's what seven-figure CEOs do. That's what seven-figure entrepreneurs do, because they are tactical entrepreneurs. Strategic growing entrepreneurs, they don't think like that. They talk about practices and wisdom. And that's all I talked to Walter about. And I want to tell you, even he embodied these three obsessions, and he's a nine-figure entrepreneur. And he walked me through these three things as well. So let me give you the first obsession that I wrote down of eight-figure CEOs. And the first obsession is the extreme obsession to health. They realize that they only have one physical body, and the amount of growth is peaked by the capacity of their physical body. They can only work as much as energy as they have. The outer energy component is deeply, deeply important. Now, it's not just eat right and exercise anymore for them. It is much deeper. It is much deeper. And that's why they do things like blood work. And see, hey, what are my blood platelet counts? They wear a Whoop band or an Oura ring. They have chili pads in their bed. They have not only do they have an exercise regimen, but they also do it with a personal trainer, because they just have an insurance policy. You will find a lot of them doing 75 hard or some version of challenges. They will want to do an Ironman. The physical energy is a fundamental requirement for success. And what we do, what a lot of other entrepreneurs do, is the six and seven figure entrepreneurs will, and I will tell you, I have been there, I have done that, and I had to work out of a hospital bed. Here's me telling you the truth on how it would actually happen to me. I said to me, oh, I'm young, I'm strong, I have decent genes, which is not that great, by the way, and I'll just figure it out tomorrow, but today, this proposal needs my attention. Today, recruiting this person needs my attention. Today, raising this capital needs my attention. Today, solving this problem needs my attention. Today, putting out this fire needs my attention. Today, I just need to get to the next million. And the health obsession is, you realize pretty quickly that you pulled your, I didn't put my health third, I just put it second. Meaning there was always room for something else to jump in. I would wake up at 5:45 in the morning or 4:45 in the morning, and I would say, you know what? I worked really hard yesterday, so I'm just going to sleep in today. And that's just the beginning of the end. We know that a physical energy is a requirement for success. And I want to tell you this. Let me give you this quote. It's not just about how fast the car goes. It's about how the car looks. I'll say it again. It's not just about how fast the car goes. It's also about how the car looks. The health obsession, you may think this is really vain, but the health obsession, transcends just feeling good. The health obsession transcends just having better blood work. The health obsession bleeds to the point of looking good. And we all know that you just can't not fake the looking good. You can't fake six-pack abs. You can't fake biceps. You can't fake strength. You can't fake it, because that is a show of health. Physical energy is a requirement for success, and eight-figure CEOs start to really obsess over this. I'll give you one quick story before I go to the next one. I was a banker on Wall Street at Credit Suisse, first at Goldman Sachs and then at Credit Suisse. Credit Suisse, as you all know, is one of the largest and most prestigious Swiss banks in the world. And the CEO at that time, his name was Brady Dugan. Brady is a super cool guy, and I used to Brady used to be there at 4 a.m., but he used to work out for 2 hours. And a lot of times I'll get to work at 6:30 and Brady would just be riding the elevator from the gym. It was amazing. He would always say, oh, I just need to go work out and think about it. It was a workout fanatic, right? Their health obsession was so powerful for these eight-figure CEOs. And I hope you don't have to do the blood work. You don't have to wear the Whoop band. You don't have to do 75 hard. You don't have to exercise every day. But you've got to obsess over health being a major component, because physical energy is a requirement. It is a requirement for success. Here's number two, the second obsession of eight-figure CEOs. I'm sorry, but they keep score. This is straight up. I have never met an eight-figure CEO not keep score. Eight-figure CEOs keep score. There's a great line from the movie Top Gun, I'm dating myself. If you ever watched it, it says, "Welcome to Top Gun, there are no points for second place," right? Welcome to Top Gun, there are no points for second place. We live in the age of participation trophies and certificates, but eight-figure CEOs keep score. They're in mastermind, whether it's in their mastermind groups where they report their numbers. And when they're like, I've noticed this when I'm in a mastermind group and I'm sharing an Excel spreadsheet and I'm reporting numbers, every eight-figure CEO is dialed into looking at it because they know that there is a scorecard. They know that that's how it works. Eight-figure CEOs are obsessed with keeping score. And this may be, it may just be tables or graphs or whatever it may be. You want to find something that you can keep score with, preferably just one, two, or three numbers. And I will tell you one of the things, I'll give you the hack. One of the things that I coach my clients into is this. Don't just come up with a number to keep score, come up with a code. Come up with a code. And I'll give you a simple code. 10-10-30. 10-10-30 may be, hey, I'm going to do 10 push-ups, I'm going to make 10 calls, and I'm going to, you know, talk, and I'm going to, you know, meditate for 30 minutes. It doesn't matter what it is. A lot of eight-figure entrepreneurs seem to keep a code of what helps them memorize and intellectualize how they keep score. So it's not just 14 numbers on a dashboard. It is really keeping a code of 10-10-30 or 5-3-15 or 3-10-30 or 100-200-400 or whatever it might be. I know that there's something in your life that you're tracking right now. Could you combine those three things into a code? Could you combine those three things that you can write and rewrite every morning? I encourage my top clients to write and rewrite their sacred codes every morning because that's what they're keeping score with. They write and rewrite those codes every single morning because keeping score helps you do better. Keeping score helps you focus on what's important. Keeping score gives you focus because focus is more important than intelligence. The second obsession of eight-figure CEOs is keeping score. And here is obsession number three. Obsession number three of keeping eight-figure CEOs is a support system. Now, what does that mean? Well, let me tell you a story. A lot of times we say, you'll hear things like, oh, if I can do it, you can do it too. Well, or if Elon can do it, you can do it too. He's only human. If Bill Gates can do it, you can do it too. If, Richard Branson can do it, you can do it too. Oprah can do it, you can do it too. You hear this a lot, right? And the interesting part about that is that, I'm sorry, you can't. You can't be Sharon. You can't be Elon. You can't be Mike Tyson. You can't be Richard Branson. You can't be Bill Gates. But you can be you. You can be John Doe. You can be Jane Doe. You can be Jimmy Fallon. You can be you. But what do you take from them that you can use to accelerate your success? And here's what I think. Instead of trying to be a Steve Jobs or an Elon Musk or a Richard Branson, what we want to do is we want to look deeper and think, what is Elon Musk's support system? What is Steve Jobs' support system? What is the valedictorian in my high school support system? What is that star quarterback support system? What is that number one heart surgeon support system? What is my coach's support system? Because you can't be them, but you can replicate their support system. Imagine this. You can't be me, but you can replicate my support system. And you don't want to be me, but you can't be me because my skills, my idiosyncrasies, my background, my talents are just not like yours, right? And you don't want to be me because I'm taken. But you can find a support system similar to mine, install it into your life so that you can have your version of a Richard Branson, your version of a Madonna, your version of a Kanye, your version of a Branson, your version of an Oprah, right? Because the support systems are what make the people. And this, the third obsession of eight-figure CEOs is they have zero problem paying for access. They realize that a three-hour call, if I spend 3 hours with them and they pay me $100,000 for it, like the impact is insane because you would have to spend 3 years trying to get that level of downloaded information, which I could give you really quickly. And it's amazing. And people are like, well, I can't, if you can't afford it, find somebody that you can with, because paying for access is the fastest way. People always say, I'm going to buy my way to the top. Feel free. The world is not fair, but it's equitable, right? The people that are willing to, it's no different than saying, I'm going to take a math class, or no different than saying, I'm going to take a golf private lesson, or no different than saying, I'm going to hire a business coach. You pay for access. It's really good. What that also does is that I have multiple paid coaches and mentors, and I just outsource my problems. If I have a problem, instead of me trying to solve it, I literally Voxer my coach, email my coach, get on a call with my coach and say, hey, here's my problem. You solve it. Now, I don't say it that way, but that is my approach, because they are there to help me sort through my problems. They're my challenges, my difficulties. Why should I go through them on my own? That is the entire reason I have a support system. If you were a college quarterback and you were not able to throw a slant route, you would talk to your quarterback coach. If you were, playing in a tennis tournament and you kept shanking your forehand, tennis players know what shanking their forehand means, you would get a tennis lesson. Well, it's the same way in business, right? You outsource your problems. You just tell someone else that it's their problem now, and it's their responsibility to fix the problem because you paid them to fix your problem. It's really, really powerful. The other part of the support system is most eight-figure entrepreneurs have a vulnerable group that they can be with, a forum. Like, I'm in YPO, which is called Young Presidents Organization. We have this concept of forum. I have eight entrepreneurs in my forum, eight and nine figure entrepreneurs, and we share everything. We actually, on a quarterly basis, share our own P&Ls, and we get to look at each other's, and we get to like dissect each other's and get to be supportive of each other. In fact, I have shared more with my forum than I've shared with my wife, which is wild. One, my wife doesn't care, but more importantly, that's what the forum is there for, right? It's super, super powerful, because when you pay for access, and when you install a world-class support system, when you stack the deck in your favor, you realize that you don't have to be a Kanye, a Branson, an Oprah, or a Sharon, or whatever. You can be you and the best version of you, because you have great people around you to support you. In fact, a lot of times what I do is I'll get off a call or a Voxer or a meeting with one of the CEOs that I mentor, and we'll come up with something and would have talked through something just mind-blowing, and I normally would never know where to share it. So, which is why I actually started a private podcast just for my private clients. It's called 10K Wisdom. 10K Wisdom basically says that every episode is under 10 minutes, and each episode will give you $10,000 worth of value. Think about that. Each episode will give you $10,000 worth of value. And I record it immediately after a meeting with a client and download that experience and that insight. I generally don't make it available to the public, but for a short time, if you are happening to hear this, it may be available. Go to 10kwisdom.com, and you may be able to get access to that private podcast and invest in it for your future as well. So it's all the private conversations behind the scenes, and you get to hear it firsthand, which is really, really cool. So let's recap this really quick. The three obsessions of eight-figure CEOs. Number one, how do I take my health to the next level? The obsession over health. Number two, how do I keep score, and how do I obsess over keeping score? And I suggested the idea of thinking about it in a code way, like a 10-10-30 or a 3-5-17 or whatever that may be, so you can really embed it in your psyche. And the third is a support system. The support system is when you can replicate a support system for you that some other person has, it brings out the best in you, because the support system gives you speed, the support system gives you confidence, and the support system gives you safety, because you don't have to conquer the beast, you don't have to slay the dragon on your own. Those are the three obsessions of eight-figure CEOs. So here are three things that I will suggest for you. Number one, go to 10kwisdom.com if you wanna check out my private podcast, see if that's available for access. Number two, if you think that this was helpful, share this with one person. Just click share, go to the show notes, click share, share this with one person, and maybe they will learn from the three obsessions of eight-figure CEOs. And number three, if this episode impacted you in any way, just shoot me a direct message on Instagram and say, hey, Sharon, I listened to your three obsessions of eight-figure CEOs and I like this, and we can talk about it if you'd like, right? I'd love to hear from you. Those were the three obsessions of eight-figure CEOs. What they do even after they have made it, and what you can do right now as well.
Hey, Sharon, I have a cool gift for you. I took some of my best ideas from the last 20 years and created a 5-day MBA. It's quick and action-packed. that you can listen to on the go, just like this podcast. And I want to give it to you for free, just as a thank you for listening to the show. No fluff, no gimmicks, just pure actionable ideas for you to use instantly. You can grab it right now at businessschoolshow.com. That's businessschoolshow.com.